Ray Foley on Today FM.
Back to Hugh Grant, though. This is pet peeves from Hugh Grant.
One enormous pet peeve, that's all I do. I walk around the streets peeving. I don't like people walking slowly. I don't like people with backpacks. I don't like people with backpacks on their front. I don't like people with backpacks and water bottles. I don't like water bottles. What's the whole water bottle thing? Why do my children have to go to school with a water... They have to cart water across London. What's wrong with a drinking fountain?
That's a... Only when Hugh Grant said it, I realised, yeah, my kids take a litre, nearly a litre each, to work... not to work, to school every day. It's like, yeah, they're lugging that along with all their books and their backpacks.
I mean, don't get me started. I don't like leaf blowers, roadworks with no people working on them. I'm pretty much Larry David.
My whole life is a series of things. I was on my bike yesterday. I was overtaking a guy. I'd say cycle lanes, limited space. And generally, if I'm going to overtake someone that's cycling ahead of me too slow, I give a ding on my bell, just let him know I'm coming. And then he moved over to the side. He's going slowly, moves over to the side. And then just as I approach to overtake him, to squeeze past him, he starts slowly veering back again.
Cool.
So obviously he hasn't heard my bell. And I look at him as I'm over, and I'm going, whoa, 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 whoa. That's my universal language of, that's for everything. That's, and there's something every day. When you cycle a bike, cyclists will know this. Nearly every day, you're just that far away from getting killed. And every time there's an incident, I start going, whoa, 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 whoa. And then once the moment has passed, then I start swearing. He was on his phone while he was cycling.
That's safe.
That's great.
That's just great stuff.
0874 100 102. The peeves are coming in thick and fast. And remind me to come back to the cups, the big, the giant cups that people are drinking out of these days. Well, the Stanley cups. Is it Donny or Donny?
Donny, I'd say, yeah.
Ray.
Yeah.
Do you know when you're driving along and you stop the car to let somebody cross the road?
Oh, we've done.
Or you stop the car to let somebody out of the space?
Yeah, I would never stop the car to let someone cross the road unless they're at a junction or a pedestrian crossing. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. Actually, people who do that, if I'm driving along and the person in front of me randomly stops the car on a thoroughfare, and it's not a pedestrian crossing, and just because someone's waiting to cross the road, it's like, no, that's not how that works. No. But yeah, I know what you mean. You let someone out or you let someone cross. You've mildly inconvenienced yourself to let them cross, yeah.
And they don't acknowledge that you stopped. Yep. Not even a nod, not a raise of the finger, nothing.
Nothing. Or even a picking up of the pace. You know that thing of like, oh, I know you've let me out, so I'm just going to hurry up.
I carry around a hatred for the rest of the day.
Same, yeah.
Like, ruins my day.
Yeah. Do you know what ruins my day? Voice notes with big gaps in them, Donny.
Just wave. Say thanks.
Yeah, just hurry up.
Bit of manners.
Cheers, Donny, yeah. That was good, wasn't it?
Donny's got a lot of time in his hands.
He's got a lot of time in his hands. Donny, I'm trying to do a radio show here, but listen to your gaps. I'm failing. Kilkenny's over there. Philip, talk to me.
People who put the speaker on their phone and then just hold the phone in front of their face.
We are crumbling as a society. Get on a Lewis in Dublin or a bus or a train and you see people watching YouTube videos or Instagram videos at full volume. No chance of a pair of headphones.
Oh God, no.
Like the rest of us. And then people taking video calls on public transport.
It's very popular, yeah.
When I'm on the phone, if I ring my wife, I rang my wife on the way in, I was on the Lewis today, and I rang, and when I ring, I'm like, oh yeah, listen. And the first thing I say, I'm on the Lewis. So we're going to have to conduct the conversation like this. And then even when I am talking, I'm not going to give any specifics. So when I'm like, I'll be meeting my short friend at 1 o'clock.
Excuse me?
My short friend with the bad attitude and the big, big umbrella.
My small ears are burning.
Yeah, my short friend says I need to be there for 1. We need to get everything ready for the Ray Santa sleigh thing for the Lapland. Yeah, the giveaway to the place where, yes, where the generous man is.
Your phone North calls Pole. With your wife are electric.
And I do that, though, because I'm being mannerly. And then you've got people having full-on video conversations on speaker with me sitting next to them. I'm like, what are we doing here, guys?
Instead of just listening like a normal person.
Like a normal person. There are no normal people left, Phil. That is the problem. We're peeving all over the place this afternoon. And we're exploring ours as well. I think it's important for us as a society, I suppose, to air our dirty laundry in a safe space.
It's not good keeping that toxicity inside you. Get it off your chest.
Sarah's over there, 0874-100-102, Sarah.
Hi, Ray.
Everyone's messaging from the car today. I'm having a hard time understanding what people are saying. By the way, that child that messaged yesterday, I listened back to the bit to hear the child. I could hear the child perfectly. It must be my headphones making it sound weird.
That was lovely Lily, yeah.
She was brilliant.
Hi, Ray. I missed the start of the segment, so I'm not actually sure if what I'm about to say is linked to what you're discussing. But I was in having my baby.
Congratulations!
And there was a lady in the cubicle in the bed next to me on the phone to her partner at 1:45 in the morning.
What? 1:45 in the morning on a maternity ward?
They're not a curfew.
Are there not signs saying you're not allowed on the phone? Like, that's just too much.
Full-blown conversation and two ladies with three newborn babies between them trying to sleep.
This is ridiculous. This is why society's crumbling. People, why don't we know manners anymore? Everyone says it was the pandemic. We all forgot our manners during the pandemic. And once we all went back to normal, we all just forgot our manners.
It's this main character syndrome, isn't it? Everyone thinks that the main character in their life, so they're willing to sort of superimpose themselves on other people's lives.
Guys, if you want to tell your own uninteresting, daft stories that no one cares about, get your own goddamn radio show.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I had to go to college twice. Put in the years. Then you can bore everyone with your daft stories no one cares about. I still want to address the big water cups situation. Will you remind me?
Stanley Cups, yeah, okay.
I'll do that in a few minutes. Peeves, let's wrap this up then. Your pet peeves. 0874-100-102, Adrian. So, by the way, we're usually a fun, joyous, happy, clappy show, but sometimes you got to... You gotta let it all out, you know.
Light and shade, Ray, light and shade.
Talk about light and shade. Adrian's there, Adrian.
Ray, JP.
Yes, sir.
The thing now that makes my blood boil, and it's the biggest pet peeve I have, is people driving into forecourts, spilling stations.
Right.
In front of the pumps, parking up.
Is this when they realise they're at the wrong pump? Is it? It's on the other side.
Not getting diesel, not getting petrol, just parking there and straight into the shop.
What? Do people parking at the pumps?
What kind of a pervert does
this? Taking up a space. Now, it annoys me if someone's filled their car and then they go in to pay and then they're like, I'll get a coffee, I'll get a donut. Sure, feck it, while I'm here, I might as well have a chat to your man behind the counter. I'll do the lotto while I'm in here. 15 Mars bars. Oh, jeez, I've got a deal on those giant eggs. Those giant eggs that children like. I'll buy one of them. I don't have any children, but I'm going to buy a giant egg anyway. And they've got noodles. They do noodles behind the deli now. I might try a few of them as well while I'm at it. People don't park at the pumps, though. Is it not just people taking a long time to come back from paying? People don't park at the pump. What kind of an animal would park at the pump? I mean, there are parking spaces.
Yeah.
Provided.
And move your car forward.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I race in and out to pay, and then I move it if I want to get any more. Guys, society's crumbling.
Yeah. Makes my blood boil.
He's got boiling blood over there, Adrian does. Johnny's there in Toronto.
Hi. Ray and JP. I have two pet peeves related to airports and aircrafts. This is Johnny.
Two pet peeves related to airports and aircrafts.
First of all, when you're in the queue for the bag scanner and people are not ready, but their belt's not ready.
Yes, yes, yeah. If you've managed to stand in the queue for 15 minutes, making your way all the way to the scanner or to the bit where you're putting your bag through, and every sign around you is saying take off your belt, any metal in the, take off your shoes, put all your stuff in the tray.
You should be naked when you're about 10 yards away from the machine. Yeah,
and then you've come all the way that distance, and then the security guard says to you, any metal in your pockets? Do you have a belt on? And they're like, oh God, yeah. And I've got 15 bottles of water here as well.
Do you do that thing that before you walk through the scanner, you very performatively sort of tap down your whole body so that they can all see that you're checking your pockets and your chest?
What I do the performative patting I know that that there's no metal there.
But you're paranoid.
No, I'm not paranoid. I know. Because I've been in the queue for the last 10 minutes, stripping naked practically. That is so fake. Because I'm like, I know I'm clear. There's nothing. I'm clear. You're not catching me. And just as I approach the scanner then, they go, the watch. You'll need to take off the watch as well. I'm bald!
Laptop or those large cups of water cylinder bags.
Take it out. Take it out. You're not supposed to have water or big liquids in the bag.
And a second peak is when you land the plane and people start clapping.
Ah, that's enough.
You don't clap when the bus drops you to your destination.
Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah, the clapping. I think people are mostly past that though at this stage. It's very occasionally people will clap. Neil joins us. Neil.
Right, my peeve is people who put them reindeer decorations on their cars and then they have a Rudolph the Red Nose all year round.
Yes!
Neil, is that not just a bit... That's harmless. I mean, how is that a peeve?
No, come
it doesn't,
on.
It doesn't harm you. People with the reindeer car all year round.
Going around because they forget to take it off.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
I still think that's a bit harmless.
I don't like to be reminded about Christmas when it's not Christmas.
That's not anyone's. That's not a big deal.
Ray Foley on Today FM.